If Judas had simply gone to Jesus, he could have gone to the place that Jesus had prepared for him. In John 14, 1-3, Jesus said to those who loved him, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." I want to go to the place where Jesus is. Huh? Send lumber. Praise God. I want the place that Jesus has prepared for me from the foundation of the world. I want to have a place. You know, don't you want to have a place? Have you ever felt out of place? Isn't that a horrible feeling where you just knew you didn't belong and you just wanted to leave? You just wanted to get out of there? Isn't it awesome to go to a place where there is a place for you, and people receive you to themselves, and you feel that affirmation, you feel that love, and you know you belong. You know that that is a place for you. You have a purpose, you have value, you have affection, you have affirmation, you have wholeness. Christ said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you." I don't want the place that John D'Souza could ever have dreamed of preparing for himself. I want the place Christ has prepared for me. It is worth everything. There's nothing on this planet that can compare to what Christ has for you if you will set yourself to go and prepare for the place that he has prepared for you. There is whatever price we need to pay in this world, whatever it costs us in this world to follow him, it is beyond worth it. It cannot compare to the place that Jesus has prepared for you. So, what are two quick lessons we can draw from this? Number one, as we're praying for revival and seeking revival and expecting revival and just seeking God to pour out and move in a mighty way so that we can reach this world with Christ's offer, don't you want to see the people of Queenstown go to a place Christ has prepared for them? And the people of Graysonville and Chestertown, Kent Island, go to a place that Jesus has for them? As we are waiting for God and seeking him so that he can move in this body powerfully, as we're looking for that, don't, please, please, please don't let your heart be sidetracked by the things of this world, the empty, valueless things of this world that beckon to you and try to draw your affection away and try to draw your focus away from what God has for you. Don't let them sidetrack you from the true treasures of the kingdom. Jesus said, Luke 12:15, he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." We walk away from all of it one day. It is all going to be gone. Judas' love for money blinded him to the riches of the kingdom, to the true riches of life. And the more we die to the things of this world, the more we're alive to the things of the world that Christ has for us. It's like I was saying last week when I said, or 2 weeks ago when I said, my buddy was looking at the leaves hanging on the trees, and they were just barely hanging on by a thread, and the slightest breeze would cause them to move. Whereas the bushes and the trees around them, it took quite a heavy wind to move them. And he said the Holy Spirit spoke to his heart and said, "Those who are least attached to this world are most easily moved by the Spirit." And the more we die to the things of this world that try to sidetrack us and distract us, the more easily we're going to be able to be filled with the riches and the treasures that God has for us. In order for God to fill our hands, we have to empty them. What are we going to hold on to? Number two, and most importantly, God will accomplish His purposes with you or without you. His will be done, and He will fulfill everything He has set out to do. And He will do it with us, or He'll do it without us. Let's not miss the opportunity that He has. Let's not make Him call for somebody else. I don't want them to have to draw lots so that they can choose Matthias to stand in the place of John D'Souza. I don't want them to have to draw lots over your name and say, well, what could Ty have done, or John have done, or Gene have done, or any of us have done, and now we need to choose somebody else. Praise God. There are rewards for us. I don't want him to choose another church. I don't want him to say, I'm going to have to raise up another church in Queenstown because that dead piece of wood on the corner of Main Street and Old Wharf Lane just isn't doing it. They won't yield to me. They won't let me use them. Let's not force him to have to use somebody else. God has a crown for us. Scripture says there are crowns given to those who are faithful. There is a crown that is given as a reward for faithfulness. And whether that crown is a physical crown or whether it's a symbol of the riches that God rewards us with, a deeper sense of His presence, a greater weight of glory, more responsibility in His glorious kingdom, and more opportunities to do various things. Whatever that crown is and whatever it represents in all of its aspects, let's not force him to have to give it to somebody else. In Revelation 3:11, Jesus said, "Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one may take your crown." Twyla Paris used to sing a song, "Let No Man Take Your Crown." I don't know if any of you have ever heard of that. Anybody? Oh, cool. I'm showing my age. Basically, the song says, "Let no man take your crown." It's the chorus. Don't let God have to find somebody else to do what He's called you to do. He has one of these waiting for you. In all of its glory, and all whatever it means, all of the aspects, all of the goodness that this represents, He has this waiting for you if you will fulfill His call upon your life. Eternally, what this crown represents that He gives you, He will give you forever. And there is nothing in this world that you will have forever. But what God gives you lasts forever. What I'd like to do, I'm going to have Tom play that song. I'm just going to play along with it on acoustic guitar. I'd sing it, but yeah. Twyla can sing better than me. But as this song is going on, what I want to do is I'm going to start with time. I'm just going to give you this crown tie. And when you take this, I'd like you to just take a moment to say to the Lord, "Lord, I want my crown. Please don't let me have to give it to somebody else. I receive this from you. I receive my calling from you. And I commit myself by your grace to laying a hold of it so that I receive this at the end." Or whatever words you choose to use. But say, "Lord, I don't want anyone else to take my crown, to have to take my crown. I want the crown you've called me to." And then just pass it on to the next person. And they can say, "Lord, I want the crown you have called me to. Give me the grace to lay hold of it." And then pass it to the next person as we're doing this. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. There you go, brother. I think we have the words up there. So while you're waiting, if you just want to let these words that she's singing sink into your heart,
the crown is
Amen. How many people want that crown? If you can dare to imagine what that crown means for you, know this. I don't think there's probably even words in our language that can describe everything that that crown means for you. Riches that we don't even have language to describe. Paul said he was caught up into the third heaven one day and saw things that it was not even lawful for a man to speak of. Things so glorious, so holy, that our language can't even adequately describe it. And it would have been almost blasphemous for him to even try, because they were so glorious and pure and holy and amazing. That's what that crown represents. And when you say, Lord, let no one take my crown, God, give me grace. Give me the grace and the courage and the zeal and the fortitude to lay a hold of what you have placed my name upon. That crown has my name on it. Lord, I want it. Let no man take my crown. God, give me grace to lay hold of what you have for me. Whatever the cost, whatever the price, give me the grace to follow you and inherit the crown and the kingdom you have prepared for me. I want to go to the place Jesus has prepared for me. Amen. 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 Praise God.